Live on the line right now, Richie Inori. He's the man behind the skins for the legendary 70s glam rock band Sweet. They're coming to town at the end of February playing the River Cree Resort and Casino. Dante, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Richie.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Things are good. Hi. Things are good. So, seeing that you guys are coming to Edmonton, and Sweet, the band, they've seen quite a few changes with members over the decades, and you being one that, you know, jumped on that train with Stevie in 2008, but does it feel like you guys are keeping a legacy alive and playing with such a great band that was formed from the 70s?
Oh, yeah. You know, along with Steve Priest, I mean, he came out of retirement. When we hooked up, I was playing with Keith Emerson and a bunch of different people, on and on and on. But the bottom line is, when we got together, it was like magic, and it's been like magic through all the, you know, almost two decades now. And now it's evolved into an incredible lineup that we've got going right now, where we've just been wowing crowds. It's been incredible.
Awesome. Now, you know, condolences on losing Stevie in 2020, firstly, but what was it like to be the backbeat for such an amazing frontman during that time?
Well, it was good. I mean, I played, the reason we got together is he heard my chops, and he heard that I played a lot like Mick Tucker, because both of us, Tucker and myself, we both studied some jazz drummers from the past, mm-hmm. which was Gene Krupa and Buddy Rich. So there's a certain kind of, and of course, like Ian Pace, he loved Ian Pace from Deep Purple. So playing with Steve, it was a no-brainer. It was just, we hit it off right from the beginning.
Now, seeing we're here in 2025, you must see a wide range of ages and generations in that audience when you're playing. How does it feel to be singing to such a diverse audience and have them singing along to all these classics?
It's great. I mean, you do get a cross section, and because our music is out there, and all those hits have been played in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and all so many different things, people know it. Yeah, the young people know it too. So it's always a nice feeling to see the whole crowd just really, really relate to such classic songs.
Awesome. Any fond memories or standouts when I use the word Edmonton that you can share on air?
Well, you know, you run across a big cross-section of people there, including the indigenous people, the Cree. And I think it was Edmonton where I got, I was given one of those little, the bags with the various things in it. And I forget what, medicine bag.
Medicine pouch.
Yeah, medicine pouch, which I still have a lot of the remnants from it. And I just love it. And I go for jogs. It doesn't matter how cold. I just kind of run around Edmonton out for jogs in the morning when I get there, no matter how cold it is. But I just love Edmonton, yep.
Now yourself likely, you know, having slightly different influences from the original members with a bit of an age gap, but who were some of Richie's biggest influences in music growing up for bands and, of course, drummers?
Well, you know, Ginger Baker, John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, Clyde Bunker from Jethro Tull. I was a huge fan because he used those jazz chops with regular rock drumming. So those were influences on a drumming level. As far as guitarists, it was always Jimi Hendrix. I play guitar. I'm a solo act as well. And my music is very blues rock stuff too as well.
Awesome. So I can see the big Hendrix and probably the originals, Albert King, Buddy Guy, all those guys, right?
Born under a bad sign. I was born under a bad sign.
Awesome. Now, I noticed I got a chance to listen to Little Miracle. That's like one of the newer releases out of Sweet. Definitely has that nostalgic 70s and 80s sound. What did it mean to you guys to get back into the studio and bring out some new material?
It means a lot. I mean, it's something that we really wanted to do with the lineup that we have right now. It was really time for us to do that. And so it's been a fantastic journey for us with Little Miracle. That is more the pop sensibility. Our next release is, people are going to be surprised at our next release. And that's what was so great about Sweet back in the 70s. They'd always surprise you with a B-side, you know?
Right. Awesome. Once again, Richie Inori with the Sweet. They are coming to town at the end of February, playing with Helix down at the River Cree Resort and Casino. You guys want to get your tickets? Thanks again so much, Richie, for catching up with us. And we can't wait to see you at the show.
We're going to blow the roof off the place. Get ready to rock, guys.